I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The most popular hunting season of the year gets started Monday across West Virginia. We'll take a look at the buck firearm season and have a forecast coming up after this. The firearm season for bucks will open up on Monday in 51 West Virginia counties. Jim Crum, Deer Project Leader at DNR, tells me it's still the most popular hunting season of the year.
I agree. We still have schools that, they let the children off. Everybody looks forward to it. Most people try to plan their vacation so they can have the week of Thanksgiving, or at least some of the days of the week of Thanksgiving to go out. And, for the number of hunters in the woods, the first 3 days of our traditional firearms buck season, the Monday before Thanksgiving, is always a busy time.
The DNR anticipates the season will be about equal in harvest to 2018. The last two mast crops have been solid, giving deer plenty to eat and faring well through the winter. But Crum says most of the deer killed in the two-week season go in the first few days, but he says be careful not to misconstrue that.
Some people say, if I don't get out there the first 3 days, they're gone. That's not the case. And I fight that all the time. It's just a percentage of when actual hunters are afield and the recorded harvest. It's not necessarily a real indication of, we took all the deer off the landscape.
And during that time, deer are being pushed more than they're being patted.
People in the woods, that increases the hunter-deer contact. So it's good for some things, for bucks probably, because they're still seeing it. By that time, they're just individual animals. They're not in any kind of big social group.
And in 51 West Virginia counties, hunters can take a buck, a doe, and a bear during the two-week season. That's unique if you have all the proper permits. The Monday before Thanksgiving has always been the traditional opening day. And that hits right at the tail end of the rut, but not at its height. And this year, it's further from the rut than it ever gets. Crum says there's a reason for that.
One of the things when we've had people or suggestions to move the opening day even further earlier in November, we tried to point out to people that it is biologically timed. You don't want to. Some states, they put their antlered buck season right in. They try to hit the rut.
But you don't want to do that. You want to be careful because you want to make sure the bucks get everything bred for next year. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.